the different things that were brought? Do they have kind of a generic name? I just wonder if you ever heard of the word covered dish or...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Early on where you were talking about the cattle and stuff, and you mentioned some enclosures, I was wondering what kind of fences you might have had on the farm. Were there different kinds of fences, or what were the fences like that you used to...
Well, yeah, barbed wire fences. They were all barbed wire back in those days. Some woven wire.
What is woven wire made out of metal too?
Yeah.
Just doesn't have the barbs.
Just sheet, to make it sheet tight.
Sheet tight?
Yeah.
Is that to keep sheep out?
Sheep out, yeah. Right.
Are sheep a problem?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, see the, well, a little history on this country.
Yeah, please.
The cattle barons came into this country in the late, from probably 1870 to the time of the homesteaders came in 1912. The cattle barons come in here and ruined this country, overgrazed it, brought thousands of cattle in here from Texas and southern states. This country originally was beautiful grass hills, rolling grass hills, and they overgrazed and let the oak brush and sagebrush take over, and more or less ruined it. Then you had the period of after the cattle barons, then you had the sheep barons or the sheepmen trying to invade this country. And we had a real problem when we, at the time we were growing up out there, in that sheepmen would that come out of Utah mainly and would tell these poor old honest dry farmers that they had control of this piece of ground and that piece of ground, and just stealing it and then bluffing. And they would, if your back was turned, they would turn their sheep in on you and graze you, and you had that problem. That's why the sheep and cattle wars that you maybe heard about.
So y'all weren't a big fan of sheep.
No, my dad wasn't a big.
Yeah. Where the area where your cattle grazed, what would y'all have called that?
Well, at that time it was called public domain. Mm. And just vacant land or public domain. Mm. Back then, I mean, people were leaving, the homesteaders were leaving and just abandoning their places. Mm. And a lot of them. And then I think it was in 1933 that the Taylor Grazing Act came in. Mm. And then at that point they allotted ranchers that did have stock permits for on the public domain.
Did that is really something. On your father's ranch, was there what I was wondering was what would you have called a particular place on your ranch where the cattle grazed? Did it have a name? Was there a name for the area where they grazed? You know, Sam, wherever the cattle were, I'm going out to the cattle are grazing in the.
Well, not really. Open range.
Okay. Yeah. Would you ever hear the word pasture?
Yeah.
Is that a word y'all?
Yeah.
How is that the same thing?
Well, it could be.
Okay.
I mean, there were small pastures, large pastures.
Okay. But that's where pastures were where cattle would have grazed.
Yeah.
And